Oh, here we go. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whichever pertains to you. My name is Tobe, and you're listening to the Emergency Tornado Committee. I've got my window open here. Let's point the microphone out the window. Yes, those are tornado sirens. Are we having some heavy weather? I think we are. But let's get some confirmation. Okay, yes, I just ran into the other room to check the television, and they are saying that a tornado was spotted in northwest Omaha. I mean in southwest Omaha, and it's moving north. I am in northwest Omaha, and so apparently their tornado is coming towards me. I'm sitting here trying to get my radios up. I've been caught unprepared. Yep, I've got storm spotters out there. Yeah, they're trying to get ahead of the tornado. They're coming into my neighborhood. Oh boy. And this is hilarious because I just heard the school bus pull up out front to drop the kids off. Aren't we having fun? Okay, I'm going to try to patch the storm spotters in here now. I've got stuff plugged in. We're
they got wiped out by the
not
static.
On anything. Let's switch
copy.
Over to weather.
Yeah, let's just keep it orderly. Pacific,
here we go.
Looking northwest, right over Maple, we definitely have a lot of rotation. And it's dipping down, coming back up currently.
Okay, they're saying lots of rotation over Maple Street. That's the street, I don't want to say I live on it, but I live between Maple and Fort. Yeah. Tell me, Spotter, what's going on where you are? Talk to me, buddy. Let's switch over to weather.
Advisor is in effect. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 3:45 p.m. for the following county, Mills. A tornado warning remains in effect until 4 p.m. for North Central Douglas County.
North Central?
At 3:43 p.m.,
Douglas County, that's me.
A large and extremely dangerous tornado was located over western Omaha, moving north at 20 miles per hour. This is a particularly dangerous situation. Expected hazards included a damaging tornado. A tornado has been confirmed by. The following impacts are expected. You are in a life-threatening situation.
Yeah, we
are. Flying debris may be deadly to those caught without shelter.
So
mobile homes will be destroyed.
Yeah, they will.
Considerable damage to homes, businesses, and vehicles is likely and complete destruction is possible.
Always possible.
At 3:43 p.m., an off-duty National Weather Service employee observed a tornado along 132nd Street just of Dodge, heading north.
Oh
my God. To repeat, a large, extremely dangerous and potentially deadly tornado is on the ground.
Yeah, it is.
To protect your life, take cover now.
No, thank you.
Move to a basement or an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building.
I got a radio show
to
do.
Avoid windows.
I'm right in front of one.
If you are outdoors, in a mobile home, or in a vehicle, move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris.
Okay, enough of that.
That there is something around the 132nd area. KD0DDU.
That's near us.
That was a perfect double case, as I was at.
KD0DDU, I just... I know there's not a net, but it sounds like there's some activity in the 132nd and Maple area. There's a report I got from somebody said there was an NWS employee so that seen it. So let's keep it.
Yeah, from what they described, this tornado is not too far away from me. Funny thing is I can't really hear it. It probably hasn't touched down. It's probably still just spinning in the air, lots of rotation. I should be able to hear it from here, and I'm not hearing Jack. Okay, Let's go back to the spotters, see if we can get any spotter information. Let's listen to the weather. Yeah, we're having a tornado. I don't need to hear the beep.
The National Weather Service in Omaha has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southwestern Pottawatomie County in southwestern Iowa.
It's not even raining.
Northwestern Mills County in southwestern Iowa. Southeastern Douglas County, northeastern Sarpy County, until 4:15 p.m.
That's me, Douglas County. We got about half an hour to go.
A severe thunderstorm was located 4 miles east of Offutt Air Force Base, or 13 miles southeast of Omaha, moving north at 30 miles per hour. Expected hazards include quarter-size hail.
That's
pretty
big.
This is a radar-indicated threat. The following impacts are expected. Damage to vehicles is expected.
Duh.
Locations impacted include southeastern Omaha, Council Bluffs, Bellevue, Glenwood, Pacific Junction, Offutt Air Force Base, Carter Lake, and Lake Manawa State Park. This includes the following highways: Highway 34 in Iowa between mile markers 6 and 11.
This is KC0BQH, go ahead.
Are you still anything?
Show me a tornado.
Roger, I am still 120th. I'm coming up on Maple right now, but last when I had a view, it's still rotating over.
Interesting.
Okay, thanks for the info. Solid copy. KC0DDU.
What does it all mean?
KC0WH clear.
It means I need a better antenna down here, that's for sure. I'm sitting here still looking out my window. There's no rain. There's no wind. We might be in the eye of the storm. But I look out, and we just don't have super tornadic conditions. Apparently, we really are having a tornado. I'm not seeing it. I'm not hearing it.
KC0DDU, KC0WQH.
Let's see what this guy has to say.
Right, I have a pretty good view of it, even though I can't see the ground from here. There's definitely a funnel. It's going down to the tree line, over.
We got a funnel. That means a tornado.
Hey, Pat, are you still listening? KD0DDO.
Yeah, I'm at 72nd and Thornton Parkway. Is it on 72nd, the east of 72nd, or is it west of 72nd?
West. It is west.
I am at 120th Maple at this time, and I'm looking northwest, over.
Okay, yeah, the sky is a little dark to the north of, or the south of me, and east of 72nd, and I wasn't real sure what there might be just to the south and slightly east of me. I'm at 72nd Sorensen. I can't see any definition of a tornado of any kind to the west from where I am.
Hey, Mike, I will call in if you can give me a really good location of that. I will call NWS on the phone right now, relay what you're seeing. If you can give me, if you can, really, that's, you know, 100% what you're seeing.
Yeah, Roger. It was, I'm talking maybe a quarter mile north of the target on 132nd, over.
That is directly west of me by about 1 mile, maybe a mile and a half. Oh boy, isn't this fun? I can hear some more thunder rumbling.
132nd and Maple, correct?
Uh-oh. The tornado sirens are starting back up.
That is 132nd.
Can you hear the sirens? Yes, I have the window open. Should be able to hear the sirens in the background. They're not as loud as the old ones.
WZ0GBI.
From back in the day.
WB0GB, WB0VGB.
These are the new digital sirens.
Don, I got TV on here, Channel 9. They say there's a funnel cloud reported 132nd just north of Maple, kind of going north. They think it may have touched down. There is some damage reported, according to the Channel 9 TV. Sirens are going off here.
Sirens are going off here, too. It's
Roger,
tornado time.
Sirens are going off here at Midtown also. And NOAA Weather Radio has confirmed that there's debris being picked up by debris on the radar. Confirmed.
Oh, it's getting hairy now.
Okay, I know there's not a net again, but we do have a man in the field over there. We wanna stay open for reports for him. KD0 Radio.
And I'd just like to pause for station identification real quick. You're listening to Anon Radio. This is Tornado Threat Live, starring me. My name's Tobe. I'm your host. I live in Omaha. We're in the middle of a tornado. Perhaps you can hear the tornado sirens going off in the background.
Okay, copy that. KD0.
We are listening to Storm Spotters. They are out looking for the tornado.
786BU, 108th and Maple, the funnel cloud has lifted back up into the clouds. We now have a wall cloud.
Ooh, we're back to a wall cloud. The tornado sucked back up into the sky. And he's at 108th and Maple. That's pretty much where I am. I'm on 100th Street between Maple and Fort. Fort being the next street north. So, it's super tornado zone around here. We're listening to the Storm Spotters.
I'm going to start heading north here again. If I start kind of breaking up a little bit, let me know. I can switch antennas. I've just got a short one on the car right now. Over.
You sound excellent. KD0DDO.
Now, the reason that we're listening to the Storm Spotters is because these are the guys who are actually driving around outside in their cars looking for a tornado. When they see a tornado, they will then call the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, to tell them that they saw a tornado. NOAA will then tell the NWS, the National Weather Service, and then the Weather Service will tell all of the local media outlets, TV, radio, and they're the ones that set the sirens off. So, if you want a head start in tornado safety, listen to the spotters. They will tell you a tornado is happening at least 5 minutes before you hear it on TV or anywhere else. Just a little tip there if you happen to live in Tornado Alley, like I do. And the sirens have stopped again. And that doesn't mean anything.
The CTO still parked at 76 and Torrance and watching to the south. The cloud, the cloud base is pretty low here. The very tops of the towers, 72nd and 72nd Crown Point are pretty much obscured at the very top. So the clouds are low right here. There's a little bit of rain here, too, but I'm keeping an eye on it.
That guy that was just talking, he's on the big hill where our TV towers are. And he's saying you can't see the tops of the towers. And I don't remember how tall the towers are, you know, 1,000 yards or some 1,000 feet, I don't know. So we've got a low ceiling, but apparently the tornado threat may have dissipated. And they're
okay,
looking.
I've got a fair amount of rain here, so I don't know how much visibility I'll have, but I'll keep an eye out. KD0CTU.
And we should get some crazy thunderstorm action here, too. It just hasn't happened yet. There's no rain. There's no wind. But we're going to be in severe thunderstorm warning for about another 15 minutes.
Tornado warning has been allowed to expire at 4 o'clock, which is right now. And employee of the National Weather Service that was following the storm has confirmed that the wall cloud has dissipated, and for right now, the tornado alert is over with. This is
WB0VGB.
Okay.
You contact KZ0WTH?
Yeah, roger. I am coming up on State Street here on 120th. I can see the area where the rotation was, and it looks that information sounds to be correct.
Yeah, the people to the north can pay attention to that. It looks like we might have something else maybe towards the middle of the town, but there's nothing warned at this point for, I don't think, Omaha at this point.
Okay, it sounds like the threat.
Roger, okay, sounds good. I'll just hang tight then, but yeah, everything looks like it kind of broke up here.
Has dissipated.
Take that back. There is a severe thunderstorm warning still for Douglas County. It expires in 12 minutes. And what they're looking for there is quarter-size hail. That's radar indicated.
Big hail coming, according to the radar. And we've heard the announcement that the NOAA has decided to let the tornado warning expire. And a warning is when a tornado is spotted on the ground. And so if the warning's been allowed to expire, that means there's no more tornado on the ground. They had a guy watching it. And so that would appear to be it for our first local tornado threat of the year. That was pretty fun and exciting for 15 minutes or 17 minutes, as the case may be.
I'm currently on 117th and State, heading east, over.
Okay, this is WA6PUL. I'm down at 120th and Maple at the soccer field.
Okay, that guy just said he was at 120th and Maple at the soccer fields. We were just there yesterday. That's where the secret mushroom grounds are. They're back behind the soccer fields there. So let me just say that this is all going down very close to my house. Let's see what else they have to say. See if they wrap this up. Or see if they're going to stay out and watch the big thunderstorm coming in. I hope we get some big hail. I like hail. It's fun. It's loud and noisy.
KD0WDP on 94.
We're listening to 146.94 megahertz. And these guys are just saying, I'm on 94, because they're all using 2-meter radios that only go from 100.
Last calling station, WB0VGB.
Here we go. This will be interesting.
KD0WDP.
Talk to me, boys.
Yeah, what did you need?
Concerned about the tornado that touched down around 4th Street. Is there any information you can give out on it?
Yeah, this guy's worried. He must live in the neighborhood, too.
I just heard that there was a station that was out that way. Said there were some signs of where the rotation was, but I wasn't out there myself. Is the station that was out on State Street, are you still monitoring?
These guys are all on the north side of town.
This is KC0WQH.
Somebody down in southwest Nebraska, somebody to the south is concerned about any damage up in that area. Can you give any kind of a report?
Maybe we should go out there and look for ourselves. I mean, I'm really
negative.
Close.
Not at that time. I was just southwest of that area. So I was looking at it from probably about a mile away.
Somebody who lives in this
okay.
neighborhood is concerned.
Calling for information. We evidently don't have any first-hand information.
Roger that. Okay, thank you. I appreciate you guys with the help anyway. Try and stay safe up there. Looks like you got a bunch more weather coming your way.
Nebraska City.
Oh, that guy's clear down in Nebraska City. That's 60 miles to the south.
In Nebraska City, this is WZ0VGB, Midtown Omaha. Clear.
KC0WQH, clear.
If that guy down in Nebraska City is concerned, he must have relatives or something. But he said that there was more coming. And he is to the south. Nebraska City is about now 50 or 60 miles directly south of Omaha. And tornadoes do like to move in a northwesterly direction. So the storms are coming this way. I can hear some thunder now. It sounds pretty cool. But it looks like our tornado threat is over.
Yep, okay, well, I'm still here. I'm in the Security National Bank lot facing south, kind of watching the edge along that south of us quite a ways. There's just a line of scud out there, but yeah, it doesn't look like it's lightening up actually quite a bit now. It was pretty heavy about 15 minutes ago, but now it's lightening up quite a bit. So, okay, I'll probably out here just a little bit longer and then head out. Okay, 0CTU.
Yeah, that's probably the storm over Bellevue that you're seeing. It's still currently warmed, but it looks like it's losing a little bit of what it had, but it's still bearable watching that particular one. So, that's probably what you're seeing. KD0DDU.
Okay, yeah, these guys are now watching the thunderstorm to see if any more tornadoes will develop. Some of these guys are thinking that it's not going to happen tornado-wise, and the tornado or the thunderstorm's going to use up all the rest of the conflicting air. Let's go to the NOAA station and see what NOAA has to say.
The National Weather Service in Omaha has issued a flood warning for the Wahoo Creek at Ithaca.
Ooh, flood warning.
From late tonight to late Thursday night, or until the warning is canceled. At 9:15 a.m. Wednesday, the stage was 10.7 feet, or 8.3 feet below flood stage.
Then
flood
what are they
stage
worried about?
19.0 feet.
It's still 10
minor
feet to
flooding
go.
Minor flooding is forecast. Forecast. Rise above flood stage by after midnight tonight and continue to rise to near 19.4 feet. The river will fall below flood stage by tomorrow morning. The following impacts are expected at 19.0 feet. More widespread lowland flooding continues. The following is a summary of watches, warnings, and advisories in effect.
Here we go.
A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 4:30 p.m. for the following county, Pottawatomie, Iowa. A severe thunderstorm warning remains. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 4:30 p.m. for southeastern Pottawatomie and northeastern Montgomery counties.
That's over in Iowa.
At 4:12 p.m., a severe thunderstorm was located near Elliott, or 17 miles south of Atlantic, moving north at 15 miles per hour. The storm had produced a tornado earlier and is in a favorable location for additional development.
Favorable.
Expected hazards include 60 miles per hour wind gusts and nickel-sized hail. This is a radar-indicated threat. The following impacts are expected. Expect damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Locations impacted include Elliott and Grant. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building.
Yeah, this is all mostly Iowa stuff. This doesn't pertain to us. There is some good thunder going on now. It's raining a little bit here. So now we're just going to get thunderstorm, and I think we're going to be all done with tornadoes.
Okay, perfect. KD0DDU.
Now we're back to the spotters. See if they've got anything more going on. I think now they're just sort of sitting around waiting to see what's going to happen. And apparently, we're not going to get much more. Well, isn't this fun? Let's see what else is going on here.
Go ahead, this is KC0WQH.
I'm out in this area of 132nd between Fort and Maple right now. I was just curious if you had any actual location where you possibly seen that. Is it farther to the west, or did it kind of ride along 100 seconds, or do you have any info for me?
Yeah, so if you are in the parking lot where the soccer fields are there in 120th on the northwest side, I was looking to the northwest, but more to the west, and to me it looked like it was almost right over or just barely north of that target where the milk storage area is. I mean, it looked like it was right over that, over.
Okay, copy that. I'm coming back over here to see if there's any debris or signs of damage. There was supposedly some reports of damage. I just wanted to confirm that.
Yeah, roger. I'm going to jump out of the car here real quick, grab my handheld. I'm on 108th and Mondo at my house road. I'm going to jump out and jump back in, so give me about 5 minutes if you need me. KC0, W2A, clear.
Okay, thanks, Mike. KD0DDO.
What's this guy want? Who's he trying to call? He's not getting any joy. Those previous guys are talking about where the tornado touched down.
Station calling?
Is this guy trying to hit a net?
WB0VGB. We had somebody call from Nebraska City with a query on any damage. Evidently, they've got people living in the area of State Street there. So if you come up with any first-hand reports there, you might try to call Nebraska City on this repeater. They are listening.
Yeah, so far I don't see anything, and now I'm going back to the radar to look and see what's going on. I really don't see much going on, but we'll see what happens here. I don't see any damage yet. I'm here on 132nd and Fort, and I'm not seeing nothing, but that doesn't mean it's not in one of these neighborhoods either.
Roger, roger. Well, I just kind of wanted to get any damage reports back to that guy, so in case he was worried about friends or relatives up in this area. So that's all I got. WB0VGB, clear and monitoring.
Okay, copy that. If I see anything, I'll relay the report. KD0DDU.
All right, as you could probably tell from those exchanges, there are now some guys driving around about a mile north of here looking for any damage. There was reports of a tornado, and it looked like it might have touched down, but guys in that area are not seeing any debris or damage immediately. So my guess is the funnel cloud formed and it started to come down, but then conditions sort of roped out and the tornado got sucked up back into the clouds, and I doubt there was any damage or any loss of property or life. Just another typical spring day here in Omaha, Nebraska. I hope you've been having as much fun as I have been. You've been listening to the Dubious Tornado Committee, a show that airs every day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. But it's not about tornadoes every day. Some days I'm just running around outside looking for mushrooms. Sometimes I'm looking for marmots. Today we were looking for tornadoes. I was just sitting in here working on my computer, getting some stuff ready for the show tomorrow. Next thing I know, sirens go off. All right, I'm out of here. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.